This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour for us on a Funk Friday, first show of 2026. We'll get to our first AMA of 2026 in about 40 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Falcons and Saints on Sunday afternoon, final game of the season. We'll get into that in about 15 minutes as well. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a few. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Whoa.
What?
I'm talking about this story about Joey Aguilar. Had successful surgery today to remove a benign tumor that was that had been pushing on his bicep tendon and labrum, causing weakness.
Damn. Right arm, I assume?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Damn, that's crazy right there.
That is crazy. Does he have any eligibility left?
I don't know.
A weird year.
I don't know. It's been a weird year that they didn't beat a team with a winning record.
Yeah. I watched the bowl game with my father-in-law, who's a big Tennessee fan.
How'd they go?
Not well. He was not happy. Yeah. I mean, they lost.
He wants to fire people?
No. He seems like pretty rational about that. He just, I don't know. They just lost, so he's sad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think he's ready to fire anybody.
How did that go up with the cars? With the new power wheels?
It went well. Yeah. It went very, very well. They were very excited. I don't think they understood exactly what it was at first, because I don't know when the last time people bought power wheels was, but they're remote control now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can control it with a little remote.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hiding around the corner, and they're in the backyard at Mamaw's house, and I drove the power wheel. It's a red Bronco around the corner, and they were like, "What?" Because Jack got like a little remote control car for Christmas,
right?
So he thought it was that, but bigger.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "No, you guys can get in it,
right,
and drive it,
right."
And it was great. Jack had no interest in it. He just wanted to ride a trike around. He's old school, like me.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's old school.
Yeah, he doesn't want. We don't need Amazon Prime. We don't need big wheels.
Right.
He just wanted to ride around a little tricycle, just man powered. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get those thighs
right.
working.
He's very independent.
Exactly. But Lily was in there cooking. She was ready to run people over, man.
There you go.
She's like, "Can I go down the hill?" And their mama lives up on top, because they live in the mountains. So she lives up on top of a very long driveway.
Right.
I'm talking about like probably like 2/10 of a mile.
Damn.
Very long, very steep. And she was like, "Can I drive it down?" I was like, "No.
No.
We'll never see you again."
No.
But I like that you're trying that. I like that's where your head's at. But no, they were very excited. They're very happy about the power wheel. And I guess it kind of worked out just because we were supposed to go up to North Carolina on Christmas afternoon to have dinner up there and celebrate with her family and all that. But Lily had the flu so bad, we didn't end up getting to go. So we didn't go till Tuesday, which is New Year's Eve. And so kind of the afterglow of all the presents they got had worn off a little bit.
Right.
So they were excited again about it.
Okay.
Had they gotten it on Christmas, I don't think it would have registered the same way.
Right.
Because they just get a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They get a lot of toys.
I mean, they got to understand, they're the only two. Now, I mean, I know that Jake has one now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they've been on with you for a while.
Yep.
Basically Lily. Mm-hmm. And now she has, that's what grandkids are supposed to do.
Yep.
You know, just spoil the hell out of the grandkids, dude. That's just what it is. And just be happy with it. We're just talking because I was, you know, transfer portal obviously is today, and the top quarterback out of Cincinnati has visits lined up for Texas Tech and LSU this week. And you were asking a question: is that a recruiting tool for
like a Cincinnati? Because
he transferred from Indiana to Cincinnati,
right?
And so it's one of the things where, like a Cincinnati, like you think about coming here, you play well here, you see where he just went.
Because who's Cincinnati's coach? Is it Satterfield?
Uh-huh.
Is it Scott Satterfield?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, so he could be like, "Here's what we can do for you,"
right?
That's brutal, though, if you're a Cincinnati fan.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you come here 1 year, showcase yourself in our offense, and then you can go somewhere else bigger.
Yeah. That's if you're being honest, though, that's what it is, right? Like, you're not – if you're, you know, if you're a top quarterback with eligibility, you're not staying.
No.
At a school like that.
No. You're going to go – or my thing is he a – because he had a really good year. Is he like an NFL prospect?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he somebody, because he's like 6'4", like right. 240.
But that's the pitch from LSU and, and Texas Tech. Well, part of the pitch.
And that's one.
Part of the pitch.
The other one is.
First part of the pitch is look at all these zeros.
Yeah. But Sam Levitt is going to Portal, and he has a do not contact tag, so he knows where he's going already.
Yeah, so he must be going to Miami or something like that, right? Because that seems to be their plan, which is fine. It's working for them. They're in the Final Four, and they had the number one pick with Ward, and now Carson Beck's got him in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're just going to get a big, high-priced transfer portal quarterback every year and rinse and repeat, which that's a philosophy.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no way to do it. There's like no one way to do it right now. So do that.
Yeah, man. I mean, whatever you feel like you got to do to get a winner in there. I mean, because the transfer portal quarterback is going to be the new thing. You know, especially.
It is the thing.
It is the thing right now. It's like, okay, where can we get a guy that's going to plug and play?
All of these teams have a transfer portal quarterback.
Yes, they do.
Well, Miami, Ole Miss, Oregon, and Indiana all have a transfer portal quarterback.
I was like, that's the trend, at least for that position right now. You can have other players. Like, I think Cam Coleman is going to put somebody over the top. That's how good I think that kid is as a big-time wide receiver. But, I mean, unless you get one of these quarterbacks, you got to get it right because that's what happened to Auburn. Auburn got it wrong.
Yep.
You know, and so when you get it wrong, when you spend that kind of money on the transfer portal quarterback, is it like the – I always talk about it. Eventually, them folk will stop writing checks.
Yeah, because the thing is, there really isn't any return on the investment.
No.
Right? Like, the team is good, and if they win, you're happy.
Right.
But it's not like, you know, if you put that money into something that might grow in revenue or value, and then you can cash out. Like, if you are a booster for – whatever, for Texas Tech. I know they have the big billionaire guy, so he doesn't really care. But, like, if you're, you know, if you're a booster for one of these programs and you're donating whatever the money is that you're talking about, that does matter to you, even though you have more money than most people. But still, whatever, the amount of money that if it doesn't go well, you're going to stop wanting to give it. Even if it does go well, like, is that, I guess it's worth it. Like, what would have to make it worth it?
I don't
A championship?
Okay.
Because even still, you're not getting any money for it.
Yeah. Wide receiver market right now, Andy, $400,000 to $1 million.
Okay.
Running back market, $350,000 to $1 million. It doesn't have a quarterback. I was looking for the quarterback.
Yeah, I heard the game day guys this morning said whoever the number one guy is, and it sounds like Sorosby, right? Around six.
Damn.
So.
For 1 year.
For 1 year?
Good for him.
Yeah, for 1 year.
Hey. It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
Good work if you got that, yeah, gonna get it.
Definitely. No, I mean, that's the best outside of being a fired college football coach.
Being a damn top transfer portal quarterback.
Being a guy who balled out at a lower level and then going to get a bunch of money. So, not lower level. Cincinnati's in the Big 12, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, and again, that's kind of where we're getting to with all this also is like a Big 12 program is a farm system for another Big 12 program.
Pretty much.
Because if he goes to Texas Tech, one team in conference is a farm system for the other team in conference.
Crazy.
Brutal, man. That sucks.
Crazy.
That sucks. All right. Let's get back into the
–
but here's the thing. Here's why it might suck. Maybe you don't like it, whatever. Because of yesterday, specifically the Sugar Bowl, it's fine. As long as the product is that good. We're going to come back.
Oh, no,
we're
not about it. No, not about it. Because eventually.
They don't have to fix the calendar.
Because eventually it's all about what goes on the
exactly.
field.
And that game last night was incredible.
Yes, it was.
And the numbers are going to be through the roof, and that means more money and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Hopefully they do fix it just to clean it up because I think it would be beneficial to everybody if the calendar was cleaner and there was a little bit of regulation on some of this stuff. But if they don't, who cares? You know? The games are still great. That's why they can get away. Same thing with the NFL. They can change whatever they want. They can have as many games as they want. They can play in damn Jupiter. Yes. They can have a game in Moscow. Who cares? We're going to watch.
Yes. Is it in Moscow?
Yeah, because that's where they're going next or wherever. I don't know. Whether they have a game in Liechtenstein this year or something.
Liechtenstein.
I don't know. Name it. Name a foreign place. They'll have a football game there.
I believe
All right, let's get to get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
They made more and out-executed us, out-coached us, out-played us. But I enjoyed that game and that atmosphere. I am proud of our team. I'm sick that we lost. And there's things I would love to go back and do differently, but I'm just so proud of the way our guys competed when down 10 and just didn't finish it.
What do you think the main thing he would like to do differently is?
Oh, man. I think play back a little bit. You know,
on that final
play? Yeah, that final play. Mm-hmm. Definitely just going out and punting the ball. Yeah. And not putting in a situation where
probably
you,
that play.
Yeah. You don't want them to snap. And then get on that microphone and say, Bobo, run straight at them.
Just run it at them.
Just run it at them.
Make don't them use trying, all their timeouts.
Yeah, don't try all the trickiness that – I don't want to say trickiness. I just thought that the run game was going fine when you were going directly straight. Mm-hmm. It was the trying to get on the perimeter and all those different things. But, I mean, I give all the credit to Ole Miss, man. I mean, Chambliss is a freaking amazing, and he was amazing the entire game. He was great in Athens for three quarters.
Yep.
He was great for four quarters in this game. And Georgia just, I mean, it's a couple plays here. It's KJ. Just tackle him. Because he's short of the first down when you hit him.
Yeah, just wrap him up.
Just wrap him up and get him on the damn ground, man.
That's a player, too, by the way. Who? Lacy?
Yeah,
good
buddy.
Lord.
And he didn't. They
I
shut,
know we knew that, but.
Yeah, they shut him really down. Impressive. You know, and obviously, but, you know, that play right there, but it was a great game. And, you know, Georgia's on the back, on the wrong side of it, you know, and give credit to Ole Miss. They coach, they got coaches, they got players, especially in the second half. Georgia don't give up 20 points in a quarter. Mm-mm. They damn sure did yesterday, and Ole Miss just took the momentum and they just kept going with it.
If Georgia gives up 20 points in the quarter, usually it's the first quarter.
Yes.
And then they adjust and sort of figure it out.
Yes.
That was one of the interesting things about the game was Ole Miss made the adjustments.
Yes.
They came out at halftime and said, you're not going to run it on us like this anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I think you got to kind of look closely at is because I know Gunnar Stockton played tough and everybody loves the grit and he made some big plays yesterday. But if they're going to just flat out tell you, we're going to stack the box and you cannot run.
You got to throw it.
That should be a dream come
and
true.
And that's why I tweeted out. I was like, okay, they're selling out to stop running. Okay, 14, you got to do something.
And he didn't.
And he didn't. Yeah. And I thought that the one thing that Gunner was doing was he was reverting back to earlier in the season Gunner. He was getting out of the pocket too soon. Guys were open. Mm-hmm. There was one dude, he's running down the sideline by himself. And Gunner breaks out the pocket, yep. And there's no pressure there forcing him out. So, yeah, I don't think Gunner played his best game at all yesterday. Like you said, he made some plays. That play the cash.
Yeah, parts of it were insane.
Yeah, that play the cash where he got the absolute hell knocked out of him.
Yeah, popped up, scored the next play.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, just it was unbelievable crazy. Performance. But, yeah, shout out to Ole Miss. They just they took it. They took it, man, and give all the credit goes to them. They out-coached and they out-played Georgia.
Yeah, I know. We're much more of a credit than a blame show.
Yeah.
And when you play a quarterback that plays like that,
yeah.
You – probably going to lose.
He played well.
You might not. Like, yeah. You might, because CJ Stroud played like that in the playoff right. A couple years ago and you beat him.
Right.
I mean, you're going to be in it because you're Georgia. But if guy goes out and plays like Trinidad Chambliss played last night,
plays ass off.
Like, 7 times out of 10, you're going to lose that football
game.
Plays
ass off.
9 times out of 10 if you're not Georgia. That was next level stuff from him. All right. We'll come back. We'll get into some of the Sunday games. Obviously, the Falcons and the Saints, week 18 matchup. Falcons win does impact the playoffs. Not their spot in the playoffs, but the playoffs. We'll explain it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy New Year to you. Hopefully you had some fun on New Year's Eve. We were driving back from North Carolina on New Year's Eve, so we got home before the sun went down, thankfully. But the cops were out. Yeah. They were waiting for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully they didn't find you.
Oh, man.
Get an Uber, stay home. But, yeah we was get in the house. I was in bed. I was asleep by 11:15.
Did you mean kiss your wife on New Year's?
I kissed her on New Year's Day
and
on New Year's Eve. Oh, at midnight? No.
Yeah.
We were both sleeping.
Oh, no. Gave my wife some sugar on the dot, and then.
It was New Year's in London.
Yeah, they did. They went, like, neighbor did a little fireworks, not a lot, because I know I shut that down at my house. But he did some and everything. They got sparklers.
You guys got people doing fireworks on Christmas Eve in your neighborhood?
No.
There was a lot of fireworks around our house on Christmas Eve.
Really?
I was like, when are we doing? When start doing this?
I don't know. I don't know.
People will do fireworks for anything.
But yeah, like, I know that. I get but I say what I do.
I mean, they got a fireworks stand in Publix.
Yes.
So like, I get it. Fireworks are available.
Yeah.
And people like them. But I don't know. We were doing that at midnight on Christmas Eve. It was like, we got kids sleeping
in
there.
Yeah, my boy. And I messed up because, like, again, she had the fireworks in the cart and showed me the picture. Said, no, I'm going to do it, whatever. And I had to promise to have a 4th of July party at our house. Like, we had the 1 year. And so that's what got me out of fireworks. This yeah, time.
Now you got 6 months to
now
come up with
now I got 6 months to come up with something else. Yeah, yes. But this, but the reason why I said that is because we put in a New Year's resolution for the midday show while you were gone. While you were gone. It's going to be 2026 is the year of Abe.
Okay.
We're getting it.
Fair enough.
Abe is going to have, and we have by the 4th of July party, all right?
Okay.
To have Abe as a plus one.
Okay.
Okay. And the one is.
I know what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not Chipper.
It's not Chipper. Yes. Yes.
Chipper probably doesn't like fireworks or something. Abe was probably going to say something like that.
Yeah.
I heard Abe. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
He's not even here and just echoes in my mind.
Yes.
Chipper, don't you like fireworks?
Yeah.
Shut up, Abe. That's not what we were
that's
trying to get
we're
at.
That's what we're trying to
get
at.
Trying to get so, you a lady.
We're trying to get you a lady. So that's,
there's got to be, like, there's a lot of people that listen, right?
There,
it's a big audience. There's men, women. There are single women that listen to this show,
yes,
right?
There are.
Or women that have single friends.
Yes.
That like the stuff Abe likes.
Yes.
Trivia, running.
Yes.
Getting corrected. You want a man that'll never let you live down a single mistake? It's, Abe's the one for you.
Yes. So I'm just saying, like, but yeah, we got to get him a plus one.
All right.
All right. We got to scour. You know, I remember when Dukes of Bell did that thing with Sean, which was
it was really funny.
It was funny as hell, man.
They didn't vet the candidates.
No, they didn't vet very well. But
maybe that's what we should do.
Huh?
Can we do a contest?
Well, I think we should start by getting him at that Hawks game,
yes.
Right? Get him out there at the Hawks game, which, by the way,
it's coming up.
Just a quick piece of real news. Trey's not going to play tonight.
Yeah.
Trey's out for the game tonight against the Knicks. So, yeah, they'll probably win.
Yeah, they'll probably win tonight, which is crazy. And speaking of Abe, I'm sure they're going to be – you can go hang out with him tonight and Michelob Ultra for a Hawks watch party. It's tonight. It's at the Harvey in Chamblee. Pretty sure there's nice girls in Chamblee.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some nice young ladies.
I've heard a lot of good things about the women of Chamblee.
Well,
Chamblee Tucker.
Abe's going to be there.
It's a good.
So if you're listening, ladies, Abe's going to be there. He's going to be in his nice polo or nice button up.
Yeah.
With his jeans, he likes to tuck his shirt in.
Yeah.
So he's not a sloppy person.
He's got manners.
Yes.
He's polite.
Very polite. He'll pay for your drink too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, he's getting a $250 appearance fee. So the least he could do is pay for your drink.
Pay for your drinks, man.
Or get you a Mick Ultra for free.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Because it's on the house since he's there on behalf. Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah. I like that. I was nervous. I was like, you guys made a New Year's resolution without me? Is this an intervention? Like, what's?
Yeah.
What are you guys about to tell me? Okay, good. It's about somebody else. Got it.
Yes,
you make any for you?
No, I don't make resolutions.
Nah, I didn't either.
I tell you what my kids got me that was so funny. They got me a treadmill. But it's we have the one already.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a personal treadmill. Like it's like 6 feet long and just so I can walk while I'm watching TV.
The other one's for multiple people?
That was we got the regular size treadmill back at the gym.
Uh-huh.
But this one is just a regular one.
Oh, it's just like a little guy?
Yeah.
And you could put it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like just, and you always watch TV. Why don't you walk while you watch TV? You know what? Cool.
All right.
Been on the thing every day.
That's great.
Been on every day. It's pretty fun, except for when you're hungover. Your equilibrium's off. So I almost took a damn tumble this morning. Yeah, I almost took a damn tumble. I was like, okay, you got to get at least 15. Get some of these juices flowing in your body.
Yeah, it's amazing how that helps.
Yeah, dog. I almost fell into the damn... to the glass door, though.
You know what I found out? I took Boone for a walk, like on a different route. I got tired of going on the same route. So we went on a different route the other day and walked by this, it's like a little kind of strip mall that's not far from the house.
Mm-hmm.
They have one of those IV places
where
they can hook you up to like a drip if you're hungover.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. You ever tried that?
Yeah.
Did it work?
I don't know. It was cool.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, only thing I hate about it, I hate needles.
Oh, I hate needles.
I hate needles, and I hate IVs and everything.
But I also hate hangovers.
But I was like, cool. Let's try it. And it was fine. It was cool.
I'm going to plan out my next
hangover. And I kind of had to do it because I was like really, really dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like really. Like it was messing up.
Like medically dehydrated?
It felt like it, dude. But I thought I was.
Not just thirsty, actually dehydrated?
I thought I was going to see him. I ain't never been. I was like, God, what is wrong?
It's
like, because I had the sun all day and taking them drinks in. So I was like, they were like, well, there's this place not too far off the resort. They have this, blah, 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 blah. So fine, let's go get it done.
Yeah, I want to go try it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it out someday.
And you can do it even if you don't Not hungover.
Right, of course. That's probably what they recommend.
Yeah. They put nutrients and all kinds of stuff in the bag.
I'm sure that's not the only purpose of the place. In fact, it's probably not the purpose of the place, but yeah, I want to try it out. I want to see. Because all the other hangover stuff, it's, you know, hit or miss, whatever. Yeah. You know, people have this remedy, that remedy. It's just, it's the remedy is this. Be tough and let time pass.
Yeah, man.
That's all it is.
That's all you got to do,
man. That's all you got to do. Tough it out. And know you did it to yourself, okay?
No, just know that.
It was a decision that you made.
Just know that deep down.
You don't
you're the reason why you're like this.
Exactly. You don't get to call out of stuff. You don't get to miss stuff. You just go to it hungover. That's how it goes. You made those choices. You had that last drink you didn't need.
Yeah.
You knew you didn't need it. You even said to yourself while you were taking it, God, I'm going to regret this in the morning. And you took it anyway. So you're going to show up on time. You're going to smile. All right? That's the way it goes. Much like being a Falcons fan. You're going to show up on time, try to. On Sunday, 1 o'clock, be in your seat. Falcons and Saints. Probably feel a little hungover given the first 16 games of the year. But you got your rival, got him at home, got a chance to go 2-0 against him this year.
They're playing, and
that'd be nice.
They're playing good. I mean, I know we talk, you know, aside from the actual, the outcome of this game, or what's going to happen on Monday, your season's over. Like, the Saints, this is the best they've played.
Yeah, they
this
have.
This is the best they've played.
Well,
they seem like they got something with the young quarterback in Chuck. The difference is that we expected them to be in this position. You know,
right, they were supposed to be here. Yeah.
And now, like you said, you get an opportunity. I mean, no matter what, no matter what the records are, it's still the damn Saints.
Pretty funny as you look at the NFC South standings. The Falcons have won 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints have won 4 in a row. The Panthers and the Bucks have both lost games. The Panthers have lost 4 in a row. I think they've lost like 6 out of 7.
Who, the Bucks?
It's the Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bucks have fallen off
the
cliff.
Yeah, man. They're falling off. And you know, and it's funny. I laughed when you were doing teasing the last segment, because it is crazy. The Falcons still have, like, they have no chance, but they can still affect the outcome of the playoff.
Right. And for people that don't know, if the Falcons beat the Saints on Sunday and finish at 8-9, then the Panthers make the playoffs, period. If the Panthers lose to the Bucks on Saturday night and they're both 8-9, then the Falcons' three-way tie would put the Bucks into the playoffs off of the regular season matchup, because they beat them twice, right?
Yes.
Now, if the Bucks beat the Panthers and the Falcons lose, then the Bucks go to the playoffs.
Right.
So the Bucks have to win on Saturday and then sit there and sweat it out while the Falcons are playing
the
Bucks.
That's crazy. Like, you can't even get your hat t-shirt.
Nope.
Yeah,
you know, that is. How do you celebrate that? Like, you're happy you won.
You're happy you won, but like you're sitting, like you're the Bucks. You're blanking bricks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You are.
And if you're Carolina. You know, you're going to kick yourself because you didn't win that game and just, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, you're sitting there watching the damn like, the Falcons are holding the fate of two teams.
That's right. Neither of which
neither of them are there.
Is themselves.
I don't know. The Saints can still finish in second place outright.
That's right.
The NFC South.
If the Saints beat the Falcons.
Saints beat the Falcons.
And the Panthers beat the Bucks, then the Saints finish in second place in the division.
Wow.
Which who would have seen that coming?
Nobody.
That might be the thing that should make everyone
ashamed.
Because, the Saints, right. The Saints finishing in second place and 7-10 would probably feel, especially because that would be 5 wins in a row to end the season with a rookie quarterback. Like, you're wearing your Saints gear right now. That probably feels pretty good. Like, I have to feel, you're probably thinking to yourself, hey.
That's crazy.
All right. We
feel
okay
about the end of the season and we got our quarterback? Yeah.
Right. You got it. Right. Exactly. Everybody else is furious at themselves. Everyone else is like, what in the world?
That's what's crazy about these two teams playing. It's the best two teams in the division. Neither one of them can win the division.
It's true.
Zero chance.
All 4 teams in the division are playing in the division, and the best game of the weekend will be between the two teams that are mathematically eliminated and have been for weeks. It's not like the Falcons lost a nail biter on Monday night to a good Rams team like last year. Remember that?
Yes.
They lost a Monday night nail biter to
the
Commanders when they still had a chance to make the playoffs. No, they were eliminated in November. They've been out of this thing forever. Like, and here we are, and here we sit. I don't know. That's a good question. What's the funniest or most frustrating possible outcome? If they win and all 3 teams are 8-9 and they're out because of the tiebreakers, or if they lose and they have a worse record than the Saints and they finish dead last place in the division? I don't know. Not sure.
No. But,
both terrible.
But
terrible options.
But you got your thing. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody that has some kind of incentives or something. Last game of the year, catch incentives or something like that. So, I mean, go out there and get your money, man.
Let me ask you this.
I'm listening.
When we come in on Monday, do you think that Raheem Morris is still the head coach?
When we come in here Monday?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do too.
Yes. Now, that it could happen at 2 o'clock because, you know, everything breaks on freaking Dukes and Bell anyway.
I keep forgetting that it's Friday and that this is it.
Yeah.
So we're kind of previewing everything. And then when we come in Monday, the regular season will be over.
Yes.
Man, that's, you're right. It could happen at some point during the show Monday because that's kind of when they do firings.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want the guy fired, you fire him Sunday.
Yes.
If you really wanted him fired, you fired him already, which some teams have done. And there's a handful of teams that'll make that decision on Sunday night or Monday. No, I'm with you. I think the Falcons are going to win on Sunday. I think they'll finish 8-9. I think Raheem will be the head coach Monday, and I think he'll be the head coach next year. That's what I think.
I think, Andy, that when we start our show at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, God willing, he'll still be the head coach.
I do too. What about when we finish it?
I don't know.
Does it depend on what happens on Sunday?
It will help a lot if they win.
I think it would.
Yeah, it will help a lot if they win.
It would. God. Do we want to be here? Is this, like, you know what I mean? We've been here for so long.
Yeah.
Do they want to be
here? What's going to change?
Well, nothing if nothing changes.
But I'm saying, how do we know that change is good?
They don't. Yeah. We don't. That's right. So I guess we just get comfortable here, whether you want to be here or not. You know what I mean? Your car broke down on the way to Hollywood. Now you live in Phoenix.
Yes. My sister-in-law on the way driving from L.A.
They're going the other way.
Yeah, they're coming from L.A. I was like, y'all driving from L.A. to Georgia? Yeah. Why?
For fun. You know, road trips.
Basically what they said.
All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. It's the first AMA of 2026. I haven't had a chance to answer your questions in a while. I would love to. Talk to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Last year, this year, and God willing, for many years to come. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We'll go in reverse order. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hey, Tink.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello, Tink.
Hey, this question is, y'all have a friend or know anybody that looked about 10 to 15 years older than what they look like? Because that tight end for Ole Miss last night, I swore that dude looked like he was 35 with two kids.
Yes, yeah, man.
Yes, he did.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the reason for that is the same reason that I'll give. Like, my buddy Matt started losing it in high school.
Right.
And by the end of college, he looked like he was 35 years old, divorced dad of three.
Right.
Now he's 40 and looks the same.
Right.
Like, so he's kind of been 40 for like 20 years now. It's funny, though, that he brings that guy up because Lily was still up watching with me at that point. And remember, he scored the touchdown and then they put the chain on him.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, why does that man get to wear a necklace? And I was like, well, he scored a touchdown. Right. So it's like how they celebrate. He goes, wait, so he scores points and then he gets to wear a necklace?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, pretty cool, huh? It was like, that was her favorite part of the game.
I love it.
Jewelry for scoring touchdowns?
Yeah, man. I had a partner like that in college, man. And we were in college, and he looked old as hell. And now, like, all these years later, he still looks exactly the same.
Yep.
Exactly. He was bald in college.
Yep.
Still bald.
That's the funny thing about that is, like, eventually we catch up to him.
Right.
Right? And then at a certain point, I was talking about this the other day with my wife, because the friend from church that took me to the football game on Monday is a couple years younger than me, and we kind of talked about that when we were at the game. But it's like, I don't know, man. Like, if you're over 35, you got kids and a job, and you're kind of living that life, we're all the same age.
Yeah.
What's the difference between 41 and 38 if our life's the same? Not much.
Not much.
You know? To me, everybody who's, like, around our age, has kids and has a job is 40.
Yeah.
No, I'm 46. No, you're not. You're 40. I'm 32. No, you're 40.
Yeah.
We're all 40. We're just 40. And then eventually our kids get older, and then, I don't know, someday we become 50?
Yeah.
I think.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or older? Grandparents?
A year at a time, man.
Yeah.
A day at a time, month, week at a time.
That's my New Year's resolution this year and every year for the past million years.
Uh-huh.
Just be better than I was last year. That's the New Year's resolution.
There we go.
Every year, just get better.
And there it is.
There it is.
Every year, get better in life.
In life.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know. Whatever. Just get better, man.
I don't know.
This year, that means get Abe a plus one.
Yeah, we got Abe. Abe has got my, we're having it, it's already out there because, again, you know, she don't never forget nothing. So my wife, she never forgets anything. So, yes, we're having the 4th of July party at our house like we had last time. You know, everybody, you know, when they say, what do I need to bring? Just bring your fireworks and all that stuff. But the goal is to have Abe as a plus one, and it can't be Chipper,
right?
Because I don't let I'm no, you don't
can't bring your dog.
Can't bring your dog.
Other people to my house. Can't bring dogs.
Yes,
yeah, right. Yeah. It's got to be a girl or woman. It's got to be a woman.
Yes,
yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, I think so.
We
got a lot of work, dog.
We're set, man.
We got a lot of work.
We're really feeling ourselves in 2025.
We got a lot of work to do, dog. Because some of the stuff, you know, the whole, you know, auto swipe thing got me and Bo really like.
Yeah.
But
do we need to improve him,
uh-huh,
or do we need to lower his standards?
Oh, his standards are low.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. So then we need to improve him.
Yeah.
Control the controls.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Chip's in Barnesville. Hey, Chip.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Got two questions. One for you, Abe. Y'all did hit on a little bit, but
Abe,
we got a talent like a Bijan, Drake London. And at what time do the clocks start ticking, which is ticking for me already, that we start getting pieces around him to where we can get in the playoffs? And for you, Mr. McMichael, my question for you on the tight end, you have an inside scoop. At what point, as what you have seen, that they get Kyle Pitts involved, dude, is that his fault that he's not getting plays made for him, or is he just supposed to freelance? And I enjoy your guys' show. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Chip.
Appreciate it.
Abe, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, Abe's off to a good start.
Oh, man.
Abe's off to a good start. Well, I don't know. At what point does the clock start ticking on them trying to get better players around Bijan? Well, it started the day they drafted him.
Yeah.
And they haven't done it great yet. Well, I don't know. There's some pretty good players around them. They just haven't found ways to win enough games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my thought on Kyle is, I've always said they don't use Kyle right. But the thing about it is, Kyle has never played the way he's been playing. Angry. Made another tough contested catch Monday night, and they needed it. And so I think it's more or less that they just have not used it right. But I think some of that can be put on him also.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, the limo driver, is in Kevin's limo.
They still ride around the limos?
Yeah, brother, I'm riding around the limo.
My man.
How you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Let me ask you this, Kevin. Is it like what we mean, like when we were kids, like a long car? Or is it like a fancy like SUV?
It's a fancy SUV.
That's what people call it.
We got Wi-Fi.
Now.
We got the cold, crisp Fiji. They call it the bougie water.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Good.
I know about that.
Sounds nice.
Nice.
And we have Pellegrino with Kleenex and Wi-Fi, phone charges, the whole nine. So,
damn. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll inbox you guys my information. How about that?
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.
So my question is, it was kind of piggybacking on what the previous caller said. Do you or do you not, based on like the shelf life of your current players and your current assets, keep a viable quarterback that you know can get something out of those players, like a Kirk Cousins? Do you go ahead and you bite the bullet and you know pay that money? Because as you know, in the NFL, the career life is a short life. They're one injury, one misstep from, you know, not playing again or having a shortened season or going on the IR. So the quarterback play in the NFL, as you know, is the most important position, and it's got at a premium. Do you wait for Michael Penix to get a learning curve? Meanwhile, your other assets are, let's treat it like a car, they're depreciating while he's learning.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you move forward, or do you keep worrying about what if, and instead of worrying about what you have? That's my question.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'll listen.
Yeah.
I think the one thing when you're in sports, and you're talking about a team, you don't ever want to use the phrase bite the bullet. Meaning you don't just pay it just to pay it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm back on this thing, Andy, because I think that they're going to release Kirk Cousins. I still can't believe people want this dude as a quarterback. But now I'm back to, well, hell, they did keep him on the roster all year. So who the hell knows what this team would do with Kirk Cousins?
That's where I've settled.
Yep, that's where I've settled now. I don't know.
Every time I think I know something about what they're doing there, based on what every other team in NFL history would have done or has done, they don't do it.
Yeah, they don't. So, and so I don't know if Kirk Cousins is going to be back.
Well, yeah, let me double down on my prediction from earlier that I think Raheem and Terry will be back next year. To hell with it. Kirk will be back too.
Yeah.
57.5 mil for Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
And then Penix can back him up.
Right.
And then their brilliant plan can, maybe it'll come to,
because
come to fruition.
Penix was supposed to be a starting quarterback after this year.
Maybe. Right. Unless Kirk played so good that they couldn't afford but to let him come back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, again, if these guys are still in charge, these are the guys who liked that plan to begin with.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know. Tito isn't coming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys. I got a question and I got a statement, if it's okay. My question is the U back? Because that's my team.
Sure.
And I'm super happy that we don't have to face Georgia. Not that I hate them. Mm-hmm. I'm just the whole Carson Beck, Georgia. All my friends are Georgia fans. My girlfriend's a Georgia fan. I just didn't want to hear it all week. Oh, Carson Beck's going to get destroyed by Georgia. But now Ole Miss looking – I might be scared because Ole Miss looking good, but – I'm still respecting my defense. The U is – I feel like they're back. What do you guys think?
Thank you, Tito. I thought they said – I thought Chris Ball – I think it was Chris Ball said it. It is a perfect freaking phrase about Miami. We're here.
Yeah.
Is the U back? No.
Right.
Here. We're here.
Yeah.
All right, because they will never be that.
No. Probably no one will.
No one would ever
probably
be –
Probably no one will.
No one – that's why I hate when people say the U back. Right. They will never be that.
Right.
That University of Miami, because of the personnel, the swag, they will never be like that.
Everything aligned.
Yes.
It was the era.
Yes.
The players.
Yes.
Everything
about
style.
It. Yes.
The music.
Yes.
The culture
of
the city.
They'll never get
like,
back there.
Yeah.
But,
like,
but they're, I love that phrase. But
they're here.
They're here.
They're in the Final Four.
They're in the Final Four.
And they have just as good a chance to win the championship as any of the four teams remaining.
Yeah, they
so,
do.
Now, I get where he's coming from. Just from like having sort of played out the idea of Washington and Georgia maybe playing a couple of years ago. Mm. But like the Carson Beck Georgia storyline would have been pretty fun.
It would have been awesome.
Like that would have been a pretty cool
like,
you know, talking point. They would have drove it into the ground like
they
do everything.
Yeah, you would have got annoyed with it.
You would have been annoyed by it. Yeah. But it's still, I would have just really enjoyed watching that play out. Plus also that would have mean Georgia would have won, which, you know, obviously you and many of the people listening to us would have preferred. Tyrone is in Douglasville. Hey Tyrone.
Randy, Andy, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I also have a question and a statement. I've done it before with you guys. How are you guys feeling mentally, physically? Because I know Randy is probably hurting right now because of his Georgia team losing, but that's another story. Also, the last thing is, Randy, I would like for you to do a New Year's resolution because sometimes I know Bo is good with that button, but Randy, please, brother, man, don't let him hit that button anymore on you, man. Come on, brother. You can reel it in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The language?
What are you talking about?
Oh. I don't think Bo has to dump Randy that much.
No, he doesn't. First of all, I don't need to make no resolution about nothing. I am who I am, and I'm going to continue to be who I am.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good, just to answer the first question. Feel pretty good. Physically, I'll be honest with you. I let the holiday season kind of run amok a little bit. Got on the scale yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's like, all right. So we're going to dial it back a little
dial
bit.
Dial back what?
Just
the junk food. Well, your wife bakes all day.
The junk
the cookies
food,
and all
the ordering out.
Right,
the,
right.
Maybe we don't need to open another bottle of red wine. It's just, you know, with so much of that, so good.
But
you
it's
know?
So good.
I know. And you're sitting there. Christmas lights are up. How do you not? You're festive.
I don't know, man.
But I gotta get more running, more jumping rope.
There you go.
We'll get back out there.
There you go. Yeah. There we go.
You gotta tighten it up.
Tighten it up,
because I got some shirts for Christmas,
uh-huh.
and they're my size.
But you're not that size.
It's like, all right, this will fit me in March.
Yeah.
We gotta get there. We gotta get there. All right, Tobobby is with us. Congratulations once more to Tobobby. How are you, buddy?
Thank y'all. There comes a day in every young man's life, whether it's his first beer, first smoke, first time chasing butt,
Well, today is my son's first time listening to Andy and Randy.
There you go.
There we go. It's what up, day. What up, homie?
Does this burping thing get any easier, y'all? Like, nope. I don't know.
Does what get any easier?
The burping thing.
It's, oh, burping.
Well, I think the biggest thing,
eventually you'll have to stop doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah man. Just it sometimes it's longer than other times, man. Some children, right? My children, they were right away. As soon as you pat the back a couple times, you know. Then some I've seen either sit there.
They told me I'm not going to break them, but it's scary.
Oh yeah, no, you're not.
I hope
gonna,
y'all guys have a great year and wishing you well into 2026.
Thank you to Bobby.
No,
you're not going to break him.
I got to break him.
He'll burp, and also if he doesn't burp, he'll just puke.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
not the end of the world.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse. Nothing smells worse than baby throw up.
Yeah,
it's the worst smell.
We got so spoiled with Lily. She maybe threw up like spit up. You know the breast milk. Less than five times.
Right.
Jack spit up 10 times a day.
Right.
When he was a baby. It's like, what's wrong with this guy? And they're like, nothing.
What's wrong with
Every
him?
Baby's different. You know, that's just how he's built. It's like, all right. Okay.
What's wrong with him?
Built different. I don't know. It's like, this is gross. And what are we going to do? You got to wash all these cloths all the time. I don't want to burp.
That's the worst thing.
Like, you can't burp him if you have to go somewhere because he's about to mess your shirt up.
Yeah.
So you got to let somebody else do it.
I'm more of a on the lap. Burper, over the shoulder. I don't.
Palm the kind of chest, stomach region, and then burp them like that.
Yeah.
So if it goes, it goes over there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good tip. John's in Buford. Hey, John.
Good afternoon, guys. I'd like Randy's opinion on my take on what's going on in the playoffs and how it's currently set up. If you look at the numbers, only one team, and that was Indiana, and they look like the team that's probably going to do it. But nonetheless, I'm a big dog fan. But one out of eight games has only been won by a top four seed.
Yeah.
And having played sports, 4 weeks off is too long. It's too long. You're giving kids that are 18 to 22 years old time to go home. They're probably drinking beer, they're probably overeating, they're probably not working out as hard as they do when they're together in Butts Mills building, and I think that hurt Georgia, and it apparently hurt six other teams already. What's your take on that, Randy, and I'll hang up.
All right, John, thanks.
My only take on that is, what happened when the national championship used to be on New Year's Day, and you had one game, you had a whole month off?
Mm-hmm.
Teams still played better? Teams still won?
Yeah. I think every game of the eight has more context than the team that lost rested too much. Also, Indiana looked fine.
Yeah, they sure did.
I understand it's 1-7, so people are kind of leaning on that.
Yeah,
My problem is it's too long to go without watching these teams play.
Yeah, because we were just talking about, like, right now they're about to play the semifinals game.
Yeah.
Why is it coming so fast now?
Yeah, that's a part of it. One of the many things that they've kind of got to get ironed out with this figuring out the calendar is figuring out the calendar of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because the national championship should just be next week.
Yes, it should be.
We don't need the national championship's going to be Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
That's too late in January. We've got to get this thing straight.
Real quick, Andy, the NC State quarterback, you asked about CJ Bailey, he's staying.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's rumored to Miami, but it says that he looks like he's going to stay.
Good for NC State. That makes me happy. Yeah. That kid was fun to watch. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day. When I make my way to Raleigh, finally, to watch them play.
Yeah.
You know, because I wanted to go. Hopefully he'll be there.
Why the hell you want to go to Raleigh?
I don't know. That's just something we talked about that week.
Oh, that's right. Because we met a random couple when we were on vacation. And they're from Raleigh.
Yeah, right.
And her and Donna are Facebook friends or something, and she really thinks that we're going to Raleigh.
Well, CJ Bailey will be there.
I ain't got no damn Raleigh.
Come on, man.
I ain't got a real Andy the good schmoozer.
Andy and Randy and Raleigh?
I ain't got no damn Raleigh.
Raleigh's a good town.
Yeah.
I'm a tiptoe talker, which is kind of in the same conversation.
Falcons don't need any more cooks. And 300 level Andy is a completely different person than Sweet Andy.
Yeah. I don't know who's better. I got bougie last year. I got to come back down to earth. All right. We'll talk to you Monday at 11. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.